So where is our faith heading as we go further into the 21st century? Rest assured, our faith, as it always has, will be changing. Our spiritual leader is a Gen Xer. I believe this is the first time in my life that I'm part of some large entity that is led by somebody from a younger generation. I suppose now that I'm getting older, I'm going to have to get used to that. Regardless, the younger generation will have its impact on our faith just as ours had. The forward-looking vision for our faith, expressed clearly and definitively during this General Assembly, is of a welcoming and inclusive multicultural, multiracial, and multi-faith community. The interim co-presidents, who recently completed their service, established a goal and an intention to have 30% of all UUA staff and 40% of the association's management being people of color and indigenous persons. And the incoming president has affirmed her intention to continue the changes that the co-presidents have initiated. During the white supremacy teach-in held this past spring at more than 700 UU congregations, including here at UMIN, we were impelled to recognize how the structures of our faith have the imprint of its Western European Protestant legacy, and to acknowledge how clinging to these structures perpetuates the opposite of welcoming that we claim to offer all who seek the beloved community of a free faith. We who craft and lead worship have been explicitly called to decenter whiteness, to recognize that the imprint of our faith's Western European Protestant legacy fails to adequately feed the spirit of many of those who come to us from other cultures, whether they be Latinx, African American, Asian, or some other. Will we make room for these others? Will we accept some impact on the way we've done things for decades to move more fully to more fully share this faith? With regard to worship, I will do my part, doing the best I can, to offer a richer worship experience that feeds the spirits of a broader congregation. Now it's up to you. Will you join me in considering how you can help make our faith the kind of welcoming faith we hail it as? Will you be receptive to the changes that will invariably come from our faith's clearly declared intention about its future direction? May it be so. The work of our church involves the time and talents of many more than I can thank at this time. It also requires a little bit of treasure. The morning offering will now be gratefully received.